So, Lord, we do give thanks now for your kindness to us and for giving us an opportunity again to hear the truth of God, to understand it, and by God's grace, to live in the expectancy of your kindness toward us.
主，我们今天再次感谢您的良善，我们也感谢您给我们这样的机会，能够学习您的真理，也让我们能够明白，并能够回应，能够按照您的真理所期望我们的方式去生活。
So as we commence this meeting, our prayer is that you will speak to David, cause him to have the right words for each of us.
主，我们今天学习的时候，我们祈求您能够赐福给 David， 给他。正确的话语交给我们每一个人。
And we pray for others, Lord, as they would join us. Send those who need this particular ministry at this time, we pray.
我们为所有参加的人以及等一会儿会陆续连线进来的人请你把这个需要这个真理的人都带来在这里来能够听到。
And so now we turn to thee, we pray and give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们现在就把剩下的时间交在您的手中啊！我们感恩祈求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, good evening, and I thank Carol for that introduction, and I'll have to take a nap before next Friday night, because it will be starting a little bit later next Friday night.
谢谢刚才。Harold 长老的这个开场白啊，那可能我下个星期五开始呢，我来上课之前呢，我先要小睡一会儿啊，这样我才有精神，因为会比较晚了。
Well, I have been enjoying speaking to you on these various topics concerning the church, and I trust it's been a help that you've learned and that you've been able to apply some of these things to your life.
那我很自己也很高兴也很享受这个过程呢就给大家讲关于这个教会的不同方面的真理。我希望呢这些能够帮助到大家。
Tonight we will look at, one of the most, delightful, the most important subjects, I think, in the Bible. And that is the Lord, returning and taking us to be with him in heaven.
In just a moment, if I interrupt, please. Nancy, is there a problem?
燕玲，你声音，他们反应听不清，你稍微大一点，是不是麦克调一下？对，你声音这个那个 Harold 和 David 的声音都 OK， 就是你的声音太小。Yeah.
OK， 现在好了吗？
现在可以了，现在听不清。OK， 好。
OK。今天晚上呢我们讲的一个话题呢是让我们很高兴的一个话题，就是主会再来，会把我们接到天上，会跟他一起，永远在一起，这样的一个话题。
Everything okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Thank you, David. Just my speaker.
Okay. We're going to look at the subject of the Lord's return to take believers to be with him to heaven, and so she will ever be with the Lord.
所以我们今天讲的就是主还会再来，把所有的信徒呢，带到天上去，然后永远跟他在一起。
Before the Lord Jesus came in his first coming, in his birth, to be born in this world and to go to the cross, there were 100 prophecies about his coming.
那在主第一次来之前，就是他以这个婴儿的身份生在这个伯利恒的这个第一次降临之前呢，在旧约里面关于他的降临有100多个预言。
But there are 500 references and prophecies about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是关于他的第二次再来呢有500个预言。
So the first coming of the Lord Jesus, of course, was very important, but we see by the sheer numbers that the return of the Lord, and for our knowledge of that, and our understanding of that, is a very important thing.
所以当然主的第一次来很重要，但是我们可以从这个数字对比就可以看出来，这个主的第二次来呢是也是非常非常重要的。
Why would we be told 500 times about this event?
那为什么圣经要500次之多来告诉我们这个主再来的这几个事件呢？
I think the answer to that question is to give us hope, to give us encouragement, to give us strength as we look forward to the day that we would be with the Lord.
我觉得就是当我们仰望主再来这件事情的时候，他会给我们盼望，给我们鼓励，给我们力量。
So it's a very important thing for us to know a basic understanding of this great event.
所以对我们来说呢，我们明白这个伟大的主再来的这个事件的一些基本的这个事实呢，是非常非常有益的。
Every book of the New Testament, except Philemon and Galatians, speak of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ.
新约的每一卷书，除了腓利门书和哥罗西书以外呢，全部都提到了主再来这件事。
In the letter of Paul to the Thessalonians, First Thessalonians, every chapter speaks about the return of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在使徒保罗写的这个帖塞罗尼迦前书这卷书里面，每一章都讲到了主再来这件事。
And there are 211 chapters in the New Testament that speak of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那新约里面一共有211章的经文里面都提到主耶稣基督再来。
The teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ stirs strength in our Christian life. It gives us a hope looking forward to being with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. It gives us a spiritual strength and a vigor in our spiritual walk and life with Christ.
所以主再来这件事情呢，它会挑旺我们的灵火，它会给我们属灵的力量，它会给我们盼望，给我们活力，在我们的基督徒的生命中。
And so tonight we want to think about this important subject.
所以今天晚上呢，我们就来一起学习这个很重要的话题。
I should first say this, to avoid confusion. There are two aspects to the Lord's return.
所以为了避免这个混淆呢，我要告诉大家，主再来呢有两个方面。
There's the coming of the Lord to the earth for judgment and for the rule and reign of the Lord on the earth for 1,000 years.
一个呢就是主会来到地上来审判，并在这地上呢做王掌权1,000年。
So in that time, he will come with Christians to come to this earth, and he will rule and reign on this earth for 1,000 years.
所以那个时候呢，当他再回到地上来做王掌权的时候呢，他是和基督徒一起回来的。
In that coming, every eye shall see him.
那次他再来的时候呢，每一双眼睛都会看到他。
And that coming of the Lord is for judgment on the earth and for him to rule and reign.
他那次来呢，是来审判全地的，并且是来统治全地的。
But we are going to focus tonight on another coming that the Bible talks about.
那我们今天的重点要来看的基督再来的另外一个方面。
Now this coming speaks about that we will meet him in the air.
那这个再来呢，就是说到就是我们要在天上，在空中与主相遇。
He will not come to the earth, we will meet him in the air.
他不会来到这个地表，不会来到地面，而是我们在空中和他相遇。
This coming is for blessing.
那这次来呢，是主是来祝福的。
This coming is for only for Christians.
而且他这次来呢，是单单为了基督徒而来的。
And this coming will take place in a moment in the blinking of an eye.
而且这个再来这个发生呢，是在一眨眼之间，非常非常快的时候。
So the first thing we want to think about, in terms of this, this doctrine is, that it can take place at any moment. And so let's take our Bibles and turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
首先呢我们讲这个他主再来的第一点呢就是他随时都可能再来。我们翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书的四章。
I am going to ask, Yanling if she would read, I think verses 13 to 18. 13 to 18 in her Chinese Bible.
OK, 我给大家读一下帖撒罗尼迦前书的四章的13节到18节。论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在，所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
So in this passage, we see that this eventthat we call the rapture of the church. And the word rapture is just a Latin word, which means to catch up, to take up. And so we see in this passage, it says the Lord will come and he will take those, we will be caught up with him in the clouds.
所以这一段呢讲的就是教会被提的这件事情。这个 rapture 被提这个词呢是一个拉丁词，它的意思呢就是取走抓起来带走的这个意思。这里就讲到主他会来，然后把这地上信他的这个基督徒提到空中去。
Now, one thing we see in this passage and a number of other passages,is there's nothing that needs to take place for the Lord to come back again to take us to heaven.
那这一段呢也包括其他讲到教会被提的这个主再来为提教会的这经相对的经文呢都有一个特点，就是没有什么前提条件，就是没有说有什么事情必须先发生然后才能教会被提。
It is the next thing the Lord is going to do in this world.
所以这个就是在这个世界上主接下去要做的一件事情了，就是教会被提。
I want to say something else just as an aside, just for a moment.
所以我先要给大家讲一下，就是一些正叫什么
When you study the area of prophecy, it is such an important thing because it always puts the Lord Jesus Christ in the first place.
所以当你要学这个预言的时候，非常非常的这一点非常重要，就是圣经永远把主耶稣基督放在最重要的。
You know, the Lord today is not in the first place in this world.
但是在今天的世界里并没有把主放在最重要的位置上。
He's in the first place in our hearts and hopefully he's in the first place in our churches. But in this world, the Lord Jesus Christ is not in the first place.
当然在我们这些信主的人的心里呢，主是头等重要的。那也希望在整个教会里面呢，主也是头等重要的。但是在整个世界里呢，其他的世人里面不是最重要的。
But there are a number of very important prophetic events. And in each one of those prophetic events,the Lord Jesus is in the first place. He takes that first primary place.
所以在一些预言的要来的这个征兆里面呢，主耶稣都是第一位的。
You say, what do I mean by that?
你会说，那你这么说是什么意思呢？
Well, in this event, when the Lord comes back again, he will be in the first place.
那比如说在这个教会提教会的这个事件里面呢，主也是在首位的。
When he comes back, he's going to set in motion a number of very important prophetic events.
然后他来的时候呢，他会启动就是很多预言里面提到的一些事件。
Right now, the Lord is allowing events to take place in this world, events that are in opposition to himself, but he allows man to be in rebellion against him.
那在我们现在所处的这个时代呢，主呢是许可人悖逆他的，许可那些抵挡他的事情在发生的。
But there's a day coming, and that day when the Lord Jesus comes back again, that all of that is going to change.
但是总有那么一天，就是主再来的那一天呢，一切都会发生改变。
In the rapture of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ is in the first place. He comes, he himself comes to take us back to heaven with him.
所以在教会被提这件事情呢，主也是居首位的，是他本人亲自来。把我们提到空中和他在一起。
And then there's an event in heaven called the judgment seat of Christ.
那接下去呢，就是在天上发生的一件事情，我们把它称作基督台前的审判。
And the Lord Jesus is in the first place, and he sits in that judgment, and he'll judge us and give us rewards for the things we've done as Christians on earth.
那在这个审判当中，这件事情当中呢，主也是居首位的，他坐在审判台前，根据我们每个人在地上的时候做的事情，给我们不同的奖赏。
While we're in heaven with the Lord on earth, the Lord will begin to orchestrate and bring to pass the tribulation period.
当我们那时候在天上的时候呢，在地上的时候，神就会降下，就世人就会进入那个大灾难的时期了。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is in the first place. He will bring some of these great events that will take place on earth, some of this judgment that will take place on earth. He will bring that to pass.
所以在这地上在大灾难期间呢，也是主在居首位，他在掌权的，是他在这地上要带来一些审判的。
When the Lord Jesus begins to rule and reign in the second coming on this earth, again, he is in the first place.
等到主第二次再来到地上要掌权做王的时候呢，同样他还是居首位的。
And then, later, when we are in heaven with him forever and ever, again, he is in the first place, sitting on the throne, and we will take our crowns and cast them at his feet, and we will say, worthy, worthy is the Lamb.That was slain.
等到进入永恒，我们和主一起都在永恒里的时候呢，他依然是居首位的，他是坐在宝座上，我们把我们的冠冕放在他的脚前，我们会献上赞美说，神的羔羊是配得、配得、配得的。
So we look forward to that day. We look forward to a day where the Lord Jesus will be in the first place, ruling and reigning and taking control in the things of this world.
所以我们盼望那一天，盼望主能够真的在一切的人的心里，在一切的事上是居首位的能够他来统治掌管这个世界的那一天。
It's a wonderful thought that in the place, in the city where the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, in the city where the Lord Jesus Christ even today is rejected.
所以在主被钉十字架的献祭的那个城市啊，即使今天他在那个城市依然是被拒绝的。
In that very place, the Lord Jesus Christ will come back, and he will rule and reign and be worshipped and be glorified in that place.
但是就在那个城市住，还会再回来，重新还是回到那个城市，而且他在那个城市要开始掌权做主，然后被人尊崇、被人赞美、被人敬拜。
So that was just a little detour in our message tonight. We're going to get back to our main thought.
我们刚才讲的这个呢，就是岔开话题，讲了一点这个题外话。我们现在回到我们的主题上。
So one of the first things we see in the passage that was read is that the Lord Jesus Christ can come at any moment.
所以我们刚才读的这一段呢，给我们一个启示，就是主随时都可能会再来。
This coming of the Lord.That we meet him in the air and to ever be with the Lord can happen at any moment of time.
也就是说主为他的教会而来，把我们提到空中与他相遇，并且永远跟他在一起，这件事情呢是随时都可能发生的。
The time will come and we don't know what it will be, and the Lord will decide it's the time with the voice of the archangel,And the trumpet of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, will come.
所以这一天一定会来，但是什么时候我们不知道，是由主来决定这件事情的。到那一天的时候，就会有天使，有神的号吹响，有天使长的声音，会有神自己呼喊的声，主自己呼叫的声音。
There's a story told about a gardener, over a great estate in California.
嗯，有这么一个故事啊，讲的是加州的一个很大的一个庄园的一个园丁。
Every day he would get up and he would care for the grounds and the flowers and the trees and all of the grounds of this great, great estate in California.
嗯，那他每天呢起来都要照管这个这个很大的这个园子里的花草树木的什么的都归他照管。
One day a visitor came and asked if the owner of this estate was home, was here.
嗯，那有一天呢，来了一个访客，问这个地方的主人在不在，在不在家。
He said, no, he's not here right now, but he will come.
嗯，然后这个园丁回答他说他现在不在，但是他会回来的。
So the visitor said, well, when will he come?
嗯，然后这个访客就问他什么时候回来呢？
He said, I don't know when he will come, but he always comes. And he will come when I least expect it, but he will always come.
嗯，然后这个园丁说我不知道，但是我知道他随时都可能会来，他可能就会在我最意想不到的时候来，所以我知道他随时都会来的。
That's how the rapture, that's how the coming of the Lord is. We don't know when we least expect it, when we don't think he's going to come.With no warning, with no signs, he will come.
嗯，所以我教会被提这件事呢，也是一样的。我们知道他会来，但是我们不知道是什么时候。很有可能就是我们最意想不到的那一天那一个时点。所以在这之前呢，没有任何的警告，也没有任何的征兆，他就随时都可能会来。
We have some general, very general signs about some events that will take place in the last days.
嗯。
But the when, the hour and the day of when the Lord will come, we don't know when that will be.
对，我们会有一些关于这个末世的这个一些大的很宽泛的一些迹象啊，但是呢，具体在什么时候我们是不知道的。
It's a great hope for us as believers that the Lord will certainly come.
嗯，所以这对我们信徒来说呢，主一定会再来呢，是一个极大的盼望。
But it is also a great motivation for us in the Christian life because we will live more sincerely and more dedicatedly because the Lord's coming, because the Lord will come.
嗯，那同时呢，主会再来这件事情也是给我们极大的动力啊，他推动我们呢，要预备好。要为主而活。
It's a motivation for us to evangelize. It's a motivation towards missions work. It's a motivation to live for the Lord Jesus Christ.
嗯，所以这是我们传福音的动力，是我们这个做门徒的动力，是我们活出这个基督徒生命的一个动力。
It's a motivation to live a holy life.
嗯，是我们活一个圣洁生命的一个动力。
Because when the Lord comes,We want to be found serving and living and worshiping and doing for the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们希望主再来的时候呢，主发现我们正在服侍他，正在敬拜他，正在为他而活。
So we see one of the first events, one of the first aspects is the imminent return of the Lord Jesus or the any moment return of the Lord Jesus Christ.
嗯，所以我们讲的第一点呢，就是关于教会被提的第一点，就是这件事情是随时都可能发生的，在任何时候都有可能发生的一件事。
Now let's consider a couple of verses, where we see this very clearly in the Word of God.
嗯，好，我们接着来查一些经文呢，能把这个点看得更清楚一些，在神的话语里面看得更清楚。
Now let's look at the passage that we have our Bibles open to right now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
嗯，那首先我们看我们现在已经翻到的这个章节，就是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》四章。
Now the Apostle Paul is writing this, probably around 60 A.D.
嗯，那使徒保罗写这 这个书信的时候呢，差不多是公元后60年的时候。
He says, according to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are alive and who are left until the coming of the Lord will certainly not precede them who have fallen asleep.
我们看15节，我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先。
Now he says here, he says, according to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we, he is personalizing it. He says that he is expecting. He's expecting the Lord to come and he expects to be a part of that coming of the Lord Jesus.
所以他这里说他的主语用的是我们，他说我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，所以就等候主再来提教会这件事呢，保罗把他自己也包括在进去了，就是说他也在盼望主再来提教会这件事。
And he says, those who are alive, and the very end of the passage, those who are alive will be caught up with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
我们看第十七节，我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
He says, and so we will be with the Lord forever.
所以十八节，所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
Paul includes himself in that group of people.
所以保罗也把他自己包括在这一群人当中了。
And there's a great promise in this last part we just read. After the coming of the Lord and the rapture, we will always be in the presence of the Lord from that point for the rest of time.
所以这对我们来说是一个很大的鼓励啊，因为十七节的最后一句话他说，这样我们就要和主永远同在了，也就是说教会被提，从教会被提的那一刻开始，我们就会永永远远和主在一起。
So we shall ever,or we shall be with the Lord forever.
我们会永远和主同在。
But let's look at a couple of other verses for a minute.
我们再看一点其他的经文。
Let's take our Bibles and turn to 1 Corinthians 1:7. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 7.
我们翻到哥林多前书的一章七节。
I'm going to ask Yanling if she might read that for us.
好，我给大家读一下，以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，等候我们的主耶稣基督显现。
He says there, you do not lack any spiritual gift, but you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed.
以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，而且是热切的等候我们的主耶稣基督显现。
It says in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20 that our citizenship is in heaven.
在腓立比书的3章20节说，我们是天上的国民啊，我们的就是公民的身份是属天的。
And the Apostle Paul's writing here and he says, and we eagerly await our Savior from there, from heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他这里保罗在哥林多前书一章七节说，他说我们是热切的等候我们的主耶稣基督从天上来，从天上显现。
It's without warning. It can come at any time. The Lord, there's no intervening events. The Lord's coming is at any moment.
在此之前呢，不会有任何的警告，它随时都可以发生，不会有一个必须中间要发生一个事件，不会的，它随时都可能会来的。
In the book of Titus, in the chapter 2 and verse 13,
在基督书的二章十三节
，It says, looking for the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, looking.For that coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以提多书的二章十三节也说要等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
So he says we look towards it. We eagerly await the Lord to come.
所以这两节经文提醒的告诉我们就是我们是盼望主再来的，盼望显现的，我们也是热切的等候他的显现。
And he says also in Hebrews chapter 10, not forsaking the gathering of together, as some do, but exhorting one another as the day soon approaches.
然后在希伯来书的十章里面二十五节，他说你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
There's an interesting word that we see in scripture. We find it in 1 Corinthians 16:22.
在哥林多前书的十六章的二十二节里面有一个有趣的词。
And it's the word Maranatha.
就是主必要来，它是一个词，就是 Maranatha 这个词。
And the word Maranatha means this, the Lord comes.
对，这个词的意思就是主会来。
This was a greeting that believers in the first century, in the days of the Bible, the New Testament, they would greet each other and they would say, Maranatha, as they would greet one another, which means the Lord is coming soon.
所以这个词呢是在这个新约书信写成的那个时候，也就是在公元前公元第一世纪的时候呢，在基督徒彼此见面问候打招呼的一句话，他们见面都会说 Maranatha, 就是主会来，主会来的意思。
In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 5, it says this, the Lord is near.
在腓立比书的四章五节里面，他说主已经近了。
Now they believed and in any moment coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以那时候的基督徒他们是相信主任何时候都可能会来的。
They eagerly awaited the Lord Jesus Christ to come.
所以他们是热切的等候主耶稣基督的再来。
They were looking forward to the Lord Jesus Christ to come.
他们也盼望主耶稣基督再来。
But some people would say, and this is what we should do, we should also be looking forward to the Lord's coming.
当然我们也应该这样做，我们也应该盼望主再来。
But some would say to us, well, it's been such a long time, since been 2,000 years since the first century, and they believe the Lord is going to come, and 2,000 years have taken place,Should we still expect the Lord to come?
但是可能会有人说，已经过去这么长时间了，公元一世纪的人他们就盼望主再来，现在两千年过去了，难道我们现在还应该继续盼望主再来吗？
So take your Bibles with me, please, and turn to 2 Peter chapter 3.
好，现在大家把圣经翻到彼得后书的三章。
2 Peter chapter 3.And, and verse 8. Now, just a little background first before we get into this passage. Believers in the day of Peter, they scoffed and they laughed at Christians and they said, where is the hope of the Lord's return?
所以给大家介绍一下这段的一个背景啊，就是在彼得那个时代呢，基督徒是被人嘲笑的，是被人讥讽的。他说，那你们的主在哪里呀？他怎么还没来呀？
He says in verse 4, they will say, where is the coming he promised? 2 Peter 3 verse 4, they will say, where is...
第四节，三章四节，他说主要降临的应许在哪里呢？
He said, our fathers have died and time has gone on and the Lord still hasn't come.
他说你看我们的祖先都已经睡了，时间过去了这么久了，但是主还是没来呀。
And then he gives the illustration of Noah. How Noah preached for many, many years, for 120 years. And they laughed at him about the rain that the flood would never come.
然后这里彼得呢就引用了这个挪亚的例子，就是挪亚那个时候呢，他造这个方舟造了120年啊，但是宇宙一直没有下来，人们就不断的嘲笑他。
Now this flood that Noah promised and preached about and spoke about, it didn't come for 120 years.
也就是说挪亚预言的或者他在讲道里不断的讲到的这个要来的这个大洪水啊 ,120 年之间都没有来。
Now the fact that something will take place and the Lord promised it would take place and it could happen at any time, it might take some time before it happens.
那事实呢是主应许要发生的事情呢就一定会发生，也许呢它会等一段时间才会发生，但是呢它也是随时都可能发生的。
So Peter is using this illustration of the flood. He said Noah said it would come, and it did finally come, and it rained, and the flood came, and many were killed because they did not believe the message that Noah gave.
所以彼得在这里呢，就用挪亚时间的那个大洪水做例子，就是主说洪水一定会来的，然后他的确就来了，而且他来的时候呢，就很所有不信的人就都灭亡了。
And then he says, time for God is not like time for us.
然后他接着说呢，就是在神的眼里的时间和我们眼里的时间是不一样的。
A day with the Lord is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like a day.
就是第八节说的，他说主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
He may come, the Lord may come tonight, the Lord may come before I finish this message. The Lord has promised he will come, and we are guaranteed and very certain that the Lord will come.
所以主呢今天晚上就有可能来，也许我今天的课还没有上完之前呢他就会来。那他既然应许他答应说一定来呢，那就一定他就确实他确保他一定会来的。
But why has he waited so far, thus far, over 2,000 years?
那为什么他等了这么久呢？等了都2000年了呢？
We're told in this passage why the Lord has waited 2,000 years.
所以这一段呢就告诉我们为什么主等了这么久。
He says, the Lord is not slow concerning his promise.
他说主应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言。
People said, oh, the Lord is so slow. The Lord has not answered his promise so far. Why has he waited so long? He says, the Lord is not slow. He's not forgotten his promise. He's right on time. The Lord's schedule is right on time. Never forget that. But then he says this. Look at the next verse.
那有人会说，你看，主是在单言了这么久啊，他应许到现在也没有实现。但是，彼得是说，主总是会按时来的，他不会忘记他的应许的，他一定会来的。
The reason he's waiting is because the Lord is long suffering, and is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
那接着呢他就说主这个迟迟没有来的原因是什么呢，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
So why is the Lord waiting? He's waiting so more people can come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以为什么主一直在等呢？他等就是希望有更多的人呢能够信靠耶稣基督得救。
You know, the Lord loves you and me in this world and the people in this world so much. He is waiting and waiting. So more and more can come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为主爱你，爱我，爱世界上的每一个人，所以他一直等，等更多的人可以把他们的信心放在耶稣基督的身上。
He's waiting so another person can get saved. And another person can get saved.
他一直在等，希望再多一个人，再多一个人能够得救。
But then one day he will come. He will come, and we don't know when it will be, but it is certain that he will come.
但是呢，有一天他会来的。我们不知道是什么时候，但是我们可以确定他一定会再来。
Now turn with me over to the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 3.
好，我们翻到约翰一书的三章。
1 John.Chapter 3 and verse 2.
第二节。
I'm going to ask Yanling if she'd read that verse, please.
好，我给大家读一下。约翰一书三章二节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
He says, dear friends, we don't know, what we will be, but he says, when the Lord comes, he says, we will be like him and we shall see him as he is. When the Lord comes.
这里面说当主显现的时候我们必要像他。
We have a certainty that the Lord Jesus Christ will come. There's no doubt. John didn't doubt or waver about his coming. He simply said, when the Lord comes.
所以这里面那个约翰用的词，他没有任何的怀疑，没有任何的疑虑，他是把它当成一个既定的事实说的。他说，当主再来的时候，当主显现的时候，怎么样？对。
There's another aspect I want to mention for a moment about the coming of the Lord, and that is that he will transform our bodies to have bodies like the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我接着要讲这个教会被提的。另一个方面就是当他来的时候呢，我们的身体会改变。
Notice this verse. He says, when he appears, when he comes, we will be like him.
然后这节经文说，主若显现，我们必要像他。这个若不是假设的意思，是说当他显现的时候，我们必要像他。
When he comes, he will transform our bodies, he will give us different physical bodies, bodies that are suited and fitted for heaven and for eternity.
所以当他显现的时候呢，我们的身体会被改变，他会给我们一个新的肉身，这个新的身体呢是能够适应天堂，适应永恒的。
Our bodies will be like the glorified body of the Lord Jesus, the body he had after his resurrection from the dead.
那时候我们的身体呢会和主复活以后他的那个荣耀的身体是一样的。
In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20,
在腓立比书的三章二十节里面
He says he will transform, he'll change our lowly bodies to have bodies like glorious bodies,like the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
21节啊，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
So one of the things the Lord will do, he will transform our bodies and give us glorious bodies as we go to be with him in heaven.
所以当我们被主提到天上跟他在一起的时候，他要做的一件什么事呢？就是把我们的身体改变，和他荣耀的身体一样。
Turn with me for a moment to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们现在翻到哥林多前书的15章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, near the end of the chapter.
在这一章的快到结尾的时候。
And, look at verse 51. I'm going to ask Yan Ling. Verse 51, down to 54. 51 to 54.
我给大家读一下51到54节。我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。就在一霎时眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的，这必朽坏的既变成不朽坏的，这必死的既变成不死的，那是经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
So in this section, the Apostle Paul is speaking about our resurrection body that we will have one day, our glorified body that we will have one day. And then he tells us when we will have it. And he says, listen. Okay.
这里面讲到的就是当我有一天我们这个身体啊会变成一个不同的身体。那他我们注意看他是什么时候会发生呢
?He says, listen, I tell you, in a blinking of an eye, that the last trumpet, the trumpet will sound and the dead in Christ will rise and we will be changed.
他说就在一霎时眨眼之间号筒末次吹响的时候我们的身体就要改变了。
He says our bodies will be changed, the perishable, the corruptible, the mortal will be put on immortality.
就我们这必朽坏的身体要变成不朽坏的，我们这必死的要变成不死的。
He says the mortal will be transformed into immortality, and then it will fulfill the saying, which is death has been swallowed up in victory.
所以因为我们这个必死的身体变成了不死的，所以这个经上的 预言就是死被得胜吞灭这话就应验了。
So when the Lord comes again, and, with the voice of the archangel, the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise, they'll put on, incorruptible bodies, immortal bodies, bodies fit for heaven, bodies like the resurrection body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we look forward to that glorious, glorious day.
所以当主再来的时候，当号筒吹响，天使长的那有呼叫的声音的时候呢，那死人就要复活。那时候呢，他们要披上一个新的身体，这个身体呢是不朽坏的，是跟主的复活的荣耀的身体是一样的，是能够适合这个天堂，适合永生的。所以我们也盼望这一天的早日到来。
So these bodies that we have, these immortal bodies, they will never get sick, they will never age, they will never have gray hair, they will never have to go to the doctor, never have to go to the dentist, never have any sickness or disease or difficulties with their physical body.
嗯，所以我们这个身体呢是不会朽坏的，也就是说呢，将来没不会有疾病了，也不会变老，也不会有白发，我们也不需要看医生，也不需要看牙医，任何这个身体上的问题毛病都不会有了。
In heaven, there'll be no doctors, and there'll be no dentists, and there'll be no hospitals, and there'll be no doctor's offices, and there'll be no pharmacies, and there'll be none of those kinds of things, because our bodies will be immortal, our bodies will be transformed to be like the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在天堂呢，是不会有医生的，也不会有牙医，也不会有药店，也不会有医院，这些东西都不会有了，因为我们的身体是不朽坏的，是和主的那个荣耀的身体是一样的。
So the passage we started with tonight, it said this, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, the dead in Christ will rise first. The dead in Christ.
那我们今天读的第一段经文就是帖撒罗尼迦前书四章的里面告诉我们，当天使长呼叫的声音，号筒吹响的声音的时候呢，是死人先复活，他们是先复活的。
That little phrase in that passage is very, very important.
讲的这一句话呢，是非常非常重要的。
He says the dead in Christ. Who are they? What does he mean by that little phrase?
那在基督里死了的人，这具体是指谁呢？谁是基督里死了的人呢？
What he is saying by that little phrase is that those who are believers in the Lord Jesus, those who are in Christ, or those who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那在基督里的人呢，就是信靠耶稣基督的人。
Some of these believers had already died.
那有一些这些信徒呢，已经死了。
And God would resurrect, Christ would resurrect their bodies and give them new bodies, and he would take them to heaven.
所以主会使他们复活，给他一个新的身体，然后把他们带到天堂去。
They would be caught up to meet the Lord in the air with these transformed, glorified bodies.
他们会被取到，就是提到空中，而且那个时候他们就已经有了这个不会朽坏的这个身体了。
But then he goes on to say in that passage, 1 Thessalonians 4, and we who are alive and remain also in Christ.
那接着呢，在帖撒罗尼迦前书四章这一段里面讲到，我们这些当主再来的时候还活着的人。
We will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air.
我们也会被提到云中啊，与主相遇。
As the Lord resurrects these bodies of those who have passed, who are in the graves and gives them new resurrection bodies, he will also give us new resurrection bodies as he catches us up to meet him in the air.
那当我们被提到空中与他相遇的时候呢，和那些已经死了的人，主会赐给他一个新的复活的身体，不朽坏的身体一样，我们那时候的身体呢，也会改变，也会变成不朽坏的。
And so John chapter 3 says, when the Lord comes, when he appears, we will be like him, and we will see him as he is.
就像刚才约翰一书的三章里面说的，就是主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
So what a wonderful promise we have, of the rapture of the church.
所以教会被提啊，是一个多么美妙的应许啊。
It will take place at any moment.
它会在任何时候发生。
It will be for believers.
它是来是为了信徒而来的。
It is for blessing.
它是来赐给我们祝福的。
It says that we are to comfort one another with these words.
然后使徒保罗说我们要用这些话彼此劝慰啊。
And so this is a wonderful message of the rapture of the church. There's one more passage I want to look at as far as the rapture, and then we're going to look at one last aspect. Turn with me to John chapter 14.
好，我们再翻看一段经文了，就约翰福音14章。
There are three or four major verses, passages about the rapture of the church.
关于这个教会的被提啊，有这样三到四段重要的经文。
We looked at most of them already. We looked at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
我们大部分的刚才已经看过了，比如说帖撒罗尼迦前书的四章。
We looked at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 to 54.
比如说哥林多前书的15章51到54节刚才读的。
We looked at a number of passages like Philippians chapter 2 about how our bodies will be transformed when the Lord comes again.
还有就是像腓立比书的二章里面讲的就是我们的身体会改变。
But there's one more major passage we want to look at, and that is in John 14.
那还有一段呢关于教会被提的主要的经文呢是在约翰福音14章里面。
And he says in John 14, he says, In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you.
他说在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。
In the very beginning, he says, Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me.
所以在一开始第一节里他说你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
He says, I'm going to prepare a place for you.
然后他说我去原是为你们预备地方去。
And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me.
他说我若去为你们预备了地方就必再来接你们到我那里去。
So where I am, you may be also.
我在哪里叫你们也在哪里。
What a great promise.
这是多么伟大的应许。
The Lord said he is going away.
主说他要走了。
That he's going to prepare a place for us.
他去为我们预备地方去了。
Of course, we see the idea he's going back to heaven, and he's preparing a place for us in heaven. And for 2,000 years, he's been preparing a place for us in heaven.
我们明白他说的意思呢是他回天堂去了，他在天上为我们预备地方，在过去的2000年里他一直都在天上为我们预备地方。
He says in heaven there are many dwelling places.
他说在天上有很多住处。
And I'm preparing them for you, I'm telling you about them he says in verse 1, he says, if it was not so, I would have told you.
他说如果没有的话我就早已告诉你们了。
But then he says these words. He says, and I will come back again.
然后主就说了这句话，他说，我必再来接你们到我那里去。
This is not a minor part of the Bible. The Lord's coming back again is something that the whole Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament into Revelation speaks about.
这可不是一件小事情啊，就是主再来这件事情是整个圣经不管是旧约还是新约还是启示录都在一直讲的事情。
And he speaks about that because it's the great hope of the believer.
他而且主亲口这样说，因为这个是对我们信徒来说是最大的盼望。
The Lord is coming again, we are going to go, we're going to be with him in heaven one day.
所以主一定会再来，有一天我们会和他一起在天堂。
I will come back and take you to be with me, that where I am, you may be also.
所以主说，我就必再来接你们到我那里去，我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
I had a grandmother who's passed away, for many years now.
嗯，那我有一个奶奶，她已经去世很多年了。
She was a missionary, her and her husband, were missionaries for over 50 years.
那她和她的先生呢，都是传教士，在传教士的岗位上工作了五十多年。
She was a missionary in Cuba and in the Dominican Republic.
她是去古巴和多米尼加共和国的传教士。
And I remember visiting her when she was, in her late years, in her 90s, 90 years old.
嗯，我还记得当她90岁的时候，我去看她。
And she said to me something like this. She said, as I get older and older, I begin to look forward more and more to the Lord Jesus Christ coming again.
嗯，她跟我说了一句话，她说，随着我的年龄啊，越来越老啊，我就越来越盼望主再来。
So it's a great promise of the Lord. I will come back again and take you to be with me so that where I am in heaven, you may be also and be there forever.
嗯，所以这是主伟大的应许啊，他说他必再来接我们到他那里去，他在哪里叫我们也在那里，而且永远跟他在一起。
As sure as the Lord came the first time to be born in this world and go to the cross,As certain we are of that, we're certain as of his second coming and the Lord coming again for us.
嗯，所以我们确切的知道主第一次他来了，他以人的形式诞生，他走向十字架，死在十字架上，这件事是多么确实，那主再来这件事情就是多么确实的。
Now I want to look at one last aspect with you before we close for the night.
嗯，好，我们再看这个教会背题的最后一个方面。
And the question is this, and the aspect is this, will the church go through the tribulation period first, or will the Lord come again before the tribulation period?
嗯，那这个问题的就是教会会不会经历大灾难然后再背题呢，或者主会不会在大灾难之前来呢？
We know the Lord is going to come. We don't know the day and hour. But we know that he will come before the tribulation period.
嗯，我们知道主会再来，但我们不知道是哪一天哪个时辰，但我们确切的知道他会在大灾难之前来。
You may ask me, how do I know that the church will not go through the tribulation period?
你可能会问我说，你怎么知道这个教会不会经历这个大灾难呢？
It's based on many things, but tonight we're going to look at just one thing.
嗯，那这是基于很多的原因，我今天呢只给大家看其中一个原因。
When you look through the book of Revelation, from chapter 6 to chapter 19, the whole period that speaks of the tribulation period, we never read once the church.The church is not mentioned in that time period, ever.
嗯，在启示录的六章到第十九章里面，整个这些章你讲的都是大灾难时候的事情，但是没有一次提到教会。
The Lord also says, very specifically in Revelation 3:10, I will keep you out of that period or the hour of tribulation.
嗯，而且在启示录的三章十节里面，他主清清楚楚地说，他说我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。
But the most important reason is this, is that the tribulation period is a period of judgment that the Lord brings upon the people who are on the earth at that time.
嗯，那一个很重要的原因呢，就是大灾难呢是神给那个时候还在地上活着的人的降下的审判。
That judgment is on them because they have not believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, because their sins have not been forgiven, because they've rejected Christ, and they're going through a time of judgment.
嗯，那之所以这些审判会临到他们呢，是因为他们不相信耶稣基督，他们的罪没有得到赦免，他们拒绝了耶稣基督的救恩。
Those who are believers Once the Lord takes our sins from us and bears our judgment on the cross of Calvary, we will never be judged for our sins again.
所以那些已经是信徒的人呢，主已经把我们的罪承担了，他已经替我们承受了这个刑罚了，所以我们就再也不需要经历这样的审判了。
This is a very, very important thing.
这是非常非常重要的一件事。
To understand that once the Lord has borne our sins on the cross of Calvary, once he's paid for them, we will never suffer or be punished or be judged or condemned for those sins ever again.
也就是说当主把我们的罪承担在十字架上已经付了代价以后呢我们就再也不需要为此被定罪为此受苦为此被审判了。
We may sin and then we confess those sins to the Lord, but we will never be judged for our sins and punished for our sins because the Lord has already been punished in our place on the cross for them.
我们可能会犯罪但是我们也会向神认罪但是我们永远不会为这些罪被审判被刑罚因为主已经在十字架上替我们付上了代价已经被刑罚过了。
In Romans chapter 8 and verse 1, it says, There is now therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus.
罗马书的八章一节说如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
If you're in the Lord Jesus Christ and you know the Lord is your Savior, you will never be condemned for your sins ever again.
如果你是在耶稣基督里的你认识耶稣基督做你的救主了你就永远不会再被定罪了。
And the tribulation period is a time of judgment for sin.
那大灾难呢是对罪做出审判的这样的一个时期。
The tribulation period from the beginning, from chapter 6, all the way to the end is a judgment upon the Antichrist and his followers and others upon the earth because of their rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以从启示录的六章一直到末尾的整个的审判呢都是对敌基督以及他的跟随者以及那些拒绝耶稣基督不信他的人所降下的。
Now let's look at a couple of verses. Let's first go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 10.
我们先翻到帖塞罗尼迦前书的一章十节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 10.
帖塞罗尼迦前书一章十节。
I'm going to ask Yanling if she would read that verse, please.
Okay. 我给大家读一下。等候他儿子从天降临就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
So he says in this passage, he says that, that these Thessalonians,that they've turned to God from idols to serve the true and living God, and they wait for the Lord. They're looking forward to the Lord's coming. Wait for the Lord from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, who rescues us, who delivers us from the wrath to come.
所以这些帖塞罗尼迦教会的这个信徒呢，他们离弃了偶像，归向神。现在呢，他们在等候耶稣基督从天降临等候那位救他们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
He's referring at this passage, he's referring to the tribulation period, the wrath that will take place upon the earth in the tribulation period. He says, you believers, you've been delivered from that.
那他这里讲指的将来的愤怒的，将来的愤怒呢，指的就是那大，将来要会来的那个大灾难时期。
When you turn to God from idols, when you believed on Christ,He bore your punishment in your place on the cross of Calvary.
所以只要你离弃了偶像，你归向神了，你信靠了耶稣基督了，他就承担了所有的刑罚了。
I knew a young believer one time. She's still alive. A young woman who had suffered three or four miscarriages when she was trying to give birth.
哦，我曾经认识过，那时候她还是一个年轻的信徒啊，她现在还活着，是一个姐妹。那她曾经呢，流产过三四次。
She had become a believer already.
嗯，那时候呢，她已经成为一个信徒了。
But she would have a miscarriage after miscarriage after miscarriage, and she was unable to go longer in her pregnancies.
嗯，但是呢，她却一次一次的流产呢，她总是保不住孩子。
And I was visiting the home one day with her husband there, and she asked me a question.
嗯，我那时候呢去拜访她和她丈夫，她就问了我一个问题。
She said, "Is God still punishing me for the sins in my life before I was a Christian and not allowing me to have and give birth to a child?"
嗯，他说神是不是还在因为我信主以前犯的罪在刑罚我，以至于他不让我能够成功的怀一个孩子，生出一个孩子来。
I was glad to tell her in Romans 8:1, there's now therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
然后我就告诉他罗马书八章一节的那句经文，就是在耶稣基督里的人就不再被定罪了。
The Lord's never going to punish you again.Ever again for the sins that you committed in your life in your life once you come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
嗯，所以只要你信靠耶稣基督以后，你在你一生中犯过所有的罪，主都不会再刑罚你了。
We feel guilty for our sins sometimes, but we need to stand on the promise of the Word of God, which says there's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus.
那有时候我们会因为我们的罪呢会有罪疚感，但是我们是要站在神的话语的应许之上的，就是凡是在耶稣基督里的人就不再被定罪了。
In the same book, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
嗯，还是这卷书《帖塞罗尼迦前书》，我们看第五章。
And verse 9.
第九节。
It says, For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath,but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。
He says, we will not suffer wrath.
他说我们不会再承受这个愤怒了。
So let's go now to a few verses about the tribulation period.
嗯，好，我们来看一下关于大灾难的这个一些经文。
Let's turn in Revelation chapter 6.
我们看启示录的第六章。
Revelation chapter 6 and verse 17.
十七节。
Let me see. Verse 16.
16节。
So these people who were in the tribulation period, they said they called to the mountains and to the rocks to hide them from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb.
嗯，所以这里面讲的就是在大灾难时期生活的人，他说他们向山和岩石说倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来，躲避做宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒。
It says, the kings of the earth and the princes and the generals and the rich and the mighty, he said, they try to hide themselves from the wrath of the Lamb.
那前一节十五节里面说地上的君王、臣宰、将军、富户、壮士和一切为奴的、自主的都藏在山洞和岩石穴里。
Now remember, this is the very beginning of the tribulation period.
大家要记得这还是这个七年灾难时期刚刚开始的时候。
And the tribulation period is in dividing into two parts.
嗯，那这个七年灾难呢，时期分成两部分。
The first 3.5 years is called the tribulation period, and the second 3.5 years is called the great tribulation period.
嗯，那前三年半呢被称作灾难时期，后三年半呢被称为大灾难时期。
The intensity.And the severity of the judgments that fall upon the earth will be greater.
嗯，也就是说，后面的这个三年半呢，它的这个 审判的强度和这个灾难的程度呢要更大。
But in chapter 6, we see awesome judgments falling upon the earth, and we see the great wrath of the Lamb coming upon those who live upon the earth.
嗯，但是我们在第六章，就是灾难实际开始的时候，就已经看到这个灾难已经是非常非常的大了，这个愤怒已经临到这些当时还在地上的人了。
We have been delivered from this wrath.
嗯，我们是被救赎出脱离了这个灾难。
We will never be punished again for any of our sins in our lives.
嗯，我们不会因为我们生命中犯过的罪再受到这样的惩罚了。
If we were in the tribulation period, God would be judging us again. The wrath of God would be poured out upon us again for our sins.
嗯，那如果我们那时候还需要经历这个灾难时期的话，那等于是说神的愤怒还要再一次的倾倒在我们身上。
God has promised never to judge us again for our sins, and that's one of the reasons, a very important reason why we will not go through the tribulation period.
但是神应许他不会再因为我们的罪来审判我们了，所以这个是教会不会经历大灾难的一个非常重要的原因。
Look with me, let's turn to chapter 14 of Revelation.
我们再翻到启示录的十四章。
And verse 9 and 10.
第九、第十节。
It says, if anyone receives and worships the beast and receives the mark on his forehead, he says he will receive the full poured out cup of the wrath of God.
他说若有人拜兽和兽像在额上或手上受了印记，这人也必喝神大怒的酒。
Look also in the same chapter 14 and verse 19.
Verse 17?
19.
我们看还是这一章十四章的十九节。
He says near the end of verse 19, he says the great winepress of God's wrath.
十九节的最后他说丢在神愤怒的大酒榨中。
Look also at chapter 15.
我们再看十五章。
Chapter 15 and verse 1.
一节第一节。
He said, I was in heaven, I saw a great marvelous sign, seven angels, and it goes on to say, and the God's wrath is completed.
最后他说因为神的大怒在这七灾中发尽了。
And then it goes on to say, in chapter 15, verse 7.
我们再看十五章的七节。
It says, one of the living creatures gave the angels, and he gave them bowls filled with the wrath of God.
这四活物中有一个把盛满了活到永永远远之神大怒的七个金碗给了那七位天使。
Chapter 16, verse 1.
再看十六章一节。
There's a voice from heaven that said, go pour out the bowls of God's wrath upon the earth.
有大声音从殿中出来说你们去把成神大怒的七碗倒在地上。
So we'll stop there, but there's many other references which says that God's wrath is poured out upon the earth during the tribulation period.
那我们读经文就到这里，所以还有很多的经文都是讲到在灾难时期呢是神把愤怒倾倒在地上。
We will not, Christians, believers, those in Christ, will not go through the tribulation period because it's a time of judgment, condemnation, and wrath upon the earth.
那我们基督徒呢，我们作为信徒，我们是不会经历灾难时期的，因为灾难时期是定罪的时期，是审判的时期，是神倾倒愤怒的时期。
So as we think of the rapture of the church, the rapture is a time of blessing. To take us out of this world, to be caught up together with the Lord, to meet him in the air.
所以我们还讲回这个教会的背题。教会的背题是一个蒙福的时刻，是让我们脱离这地到空中与主相遇，永远跟他在一起的时刻。
It says in chapter 22, it says, I will come soon, and my reward is with me to give to them for the works that those believers have done on this earth.
嗯，所以在启示录的22章，主说他很快就会再来，他会奖赏那些在地上的人，根据他们所做的行为奖赏他们。
So we look forward to the Lord's coming again.
嗯，所以我们盼望主的再来。
It's a great hope of the great hope of the believer.
嗯，那是我们信徒的伟大的一个盼望。
We've gone through a lot of verses tonight about this subject.
嗯，我们今天晚上呢，关于这个话题呢，查了很多经文。
I hope that you've gotten a basic idea about the subject of the rapture of the church.
嗯，那我希望关于教会被提这个事情呢，你已经有了一个基本的概念。
I would encourage you to study this subject, study some of the passages that we've looked at, because this is one of the great doctrines of the New Testament, the rapture of the church before the tribulation period.
那我希望呢，大家在自己空余的时间呢，继续的去研读这些经文呢，因为这是新约非常重要的一个教义啊。
Many Christians sometimes have said, as they come to the end of the day or the beginning of a day,They say to themselves, perhaps today, the Lord Jesus Christ will come again.
嗯，所以很多基督徒在一天的开始或在一天的结束的时候，他们都会说，哦，也许主今天就会来了。
As we close this subject, I want to say this. The Lord Jesus Christ comes for all believers.
嗯，那最后呢，我还要说一点，就是主再来呢，是为所有的基督徒而来的。
All those that have placed their faith, have acknowledged their sin, placed their faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ and know him as Savior.
嗯，那些所有知道自己的罪接受了耶稣基督在十字架上所做成的功，接受他做自己救主的那些人。
He doesn't come for the just perfect Christians.
嗯，那当然，他们不一定是完美的基督徒。
He doesn't come for the super Christians.
嗯，那主不是只是为这些完美的基督徒，为那些卓越的基督徒而来的。
It doesn't come for the great ones only.
他也不是只是为那些伟大的基督徒而来的。
He comes for all believers.
他是为所有的基督徒而来的。
He comes for men and women and young people on every part of this globe.
嗯，他是为所有的男人、女人、年轻人和这个地球上的每一个角落的基督徒而来的。
He comes for the discouraged Christians.
嗯，他也是为那些正在灰心沮丧当中的信徒来的。
He comes for the struggling Christians.
他也是为那些还在挣扎的中的基督徒来的。
But he comes for those who love the Lord Jesus Christ.
嗯，他是为那些所有爱主耶稣基督的人而来的。
Those who know their sins forgiven.
那些知道自己的罪已经被赦免了的人。
So I hope tonight as we think about this subject, you are part of that group. You know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. You love the Lord Jesus and you love and look forward to his coming.
那我希望在座的每一位呢，你们也在这个群体当中。我希望你也是信主得救的，你也是爱主的，你也是盼望他再来的人。
Well, very good. I'm going to ask Eric, and thank you again for coming to this Bible study. It's been my pleasure, to speak to you again tonight.
嗯，好，我们请 Eric 长老做一个总结。很高兴今天晚上能够跟大家一起学习神的真理。
I look forward to seeing you again next week at a little later hour, and but I look forward to that time next Friday. I'm going to ask Eric to close off in a word of prayer.
嗯，我盼望下一周呢，要晚一个小时要跟大家见面。Eric 长老。Okay,
thank you. Father, we do thank you again for the great promise that where I am, there you will be with me also.
主，我们再次的感谢你这伟大的应许啊！你说我在哪里，你们也会在那里。
Lord, we thank you. We know the way.
嗯，主啊，我们感谢你，我们知道这条道路。
Because you are the way.
因为你就是道路。
And so, Father, tonight we pray you'd bless your word to us. The church has a heavenly destiny.
主啊，我们求你今天晚上祝福你自己的话语，那教会的他们的教会的这个终点是在天上。
Lord, born from above, we're soon going to go above.
我们是从天上生的，我们很快也会回到天上去。
And so, Father, we would echo the closing words of our Bibles, even so come, Lord Jesus.
所以我们要回应这个圣经的最后一句话，说愿主再来。
Help each of us, Lord, to be ready and waiting and watching and working.
主啊，求你让我们每个人都预备好，让我们警醒，让我们工作服侍你。
We thank you for the words tonight. We ask your blessing upon everyone that is present here in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
我们感谢您今天晚上赐给我们的话语，求您祝福今天在座的所有的人。
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you to our translator.